Well, just what is in your fruit chew snacks?
I don't know, but I always thought it was fruit.
I got to say, my kids love those fruit roll-ups. Yeah. Well, and one of them does. The other one does not like the fruit stuff. He likes just candy.
Okay.
Like just plain old chocolate candy.
My kids love the fruit gushers.
Okay.
And all those, right. I think, are the same thing as fruit roll-ups, except they just have some kind of liquid inside. But I always thought the wrapper said something about them being almost like pure fruit.
Okay, well, fruit chews, they have fruit in the name, Tom. Fruit chews have long become a staple snack for family homes. Most of these fruity chews are low in calories, Tom.
Yay.
Fat-free.
Yay.
And some of them even contain your daily need for a handful of vitamins.
Yay.
In just one little pouch.
You can't beat that.
You just kind of wonder, you know, who even needs to eat plain fruit anymore?
We
got
these.
Oh,
my God. I'm with you. In fact, I think we should stop right now, and we just keep eating them.
Okay. Well, Cato was reading some article and talking about it a while ago, but said, I guess fruit snacks are definitely low on the list of the worst offenders of processed foods, but they are still processed foods.
Yeah.
They're built to last a long time on the shelf.
Okay.
A grocery store shelf. And they're engineered to smell and look and taste appetizing.
Well, that's the point. I mean, tasting appetizing is pretty much their goal.
So the way they get that to happen, Cato was telling me they put carnauba wax on there.
Oh, yeah. Carnauba wax is awesome.
Is that like turtle wax?
Well, it's the same wax they put in automobile waxes that you put on your car.
But you make that sound bad. It's not. I mean, carnauba wax is a natural wax.
They also put it in the shoe polish.
And again, it's these aren't chemicals, though. It's a natural wax that comes from the carnauba plant tree.
Right, right. Well, you know, they got the modified cornstarch, you know, citric acid, sodium, blah, 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 gelatins, coconut oil.
Everything you have said is a food.
Red 40, yellow 5, blue 1, hut, hut.
Now, are you talking about the roll-ups or the square fruit chews?
Fruit chews. Is what
probably,
that's
yes.
What this article is. Yeah, I mean, you think of all that fruit stuff out there. I look at my kids and I look at the back of it. It's got all this stuff in it. But I'm thinking they're trying to make us like food pansies. Because you think about, I mean, all of us turned out fine. Think about the candies we ate as a kid. And still, you know, a lot of kids still eat those. For example, okay, let me just tell you one. You remember that wax bottle that they had that had the processed nasty fluid in it?
No, you're wrong.
What?
They still have those.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I say you remember. I mean, you can go to the store and buy those.
I know. My kid had one the other day.
That was awful.
I'm like, but we turned out fine, and I bet I had 20,000 of those as a little kid. I used to, you know, drink them like they're a little Coke.
Okay, I did not like those. They tasted old back then, and I can only imagine the ones you're buying now are from back then, so they're really old.
I'm sorry, while you've turned out okay, there's more heart disease, there's more cancer, there's more autism.
Yeah, but anyway,
I mean,
did you eat the wax?
Turn your mic off.
Oh, yeah, I'd eat
you
the wax.
You ate the wax that had the juice in it? Because to me, it's just tasted like you were chewing.
You're not supposed to eat the wax.
I don't think you were supposed to.
You weren't supposed to eat the wax.
I turned out fine. Okay. How about those little pixie sticks?
Okay, oh, that's just sugar.
That's straight Kool-Aid right there.
Okay. I used to eat straight Kool-Aid, too.
Yeah, you still do that powder
I know.
Stuff.
Sometimes my finger comes in and it's right pink.
Okay, all right. So those Pop Rocks that they still have.
I love Pop Rocks.
I know, but you know they've got to have some kind of chemical.
No, they don't. They have carbon dioxide, the same thing that's in soda.
That's a chemical. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Have you read the ingredients on some of
this
stuff?
Pop Rocks is carbon dioxide.
Time out. I'm hyperventilating.
Heidi, no, you're not. Really, you ate some of this stuff. You
have. I love Pop Rocks, but I don't eat them anymore.
There's nothing wrong with them. There's sugar with carbon dioxide in them.
Black licorice. We ate that as a kid.
Oh, no.
I never ate that.
Never ate that.
Gross.
Black licorice. Those little Nico wafers.
Oh, gross.
Those are gross, too.
They're antacids, aren't they?
They look like
they're grosser than antacids.
I mean, take a stroll through Mass General Store and you'll find every one of these.
That's true.
Old school candy.
I'll be right back.
I know, but you think about, I mean, they want to say these fruit roll-ups, that they've got to be healthier than all this stuff we had as kids.
True.
How about this? You remember in the baseball card?
Oh, gross.
Or any cards that you bought?
Yes.
That gum with the dust on it. I think that was real dust that had been sitting on the shelf so long.
Yes. That was talcum powder.
You would, like, when you bite into it, it would cut the roof of your mouth because it was so sharp, that little piece of bubble gum.
That's because it was 18 years old.
Exactly.
True.
So I'm just saying, you know.
I believe they actually package the gum in those baseball cards whenever the baseball player is born.
Oh.
And then 18 years later, you eat that gum.
Exactly. I'm just saying, they want to make a big article about fruit chews being bad for you, and we had much worse than that.
Yeah.
So far, all the ingredients sounded good to me.
Oh, the
carnauba
40?
Wax is a natural yummy ingredient.
And you love yellow 5, don't
you? Okay, that stuff's just colorants. They put that in everything, and it's at the very bottom. It's a very small amount.
Is that the same chart they use in the paint section at Lowe's?
No.
Yellow 5 and red 40?
No, they actually have nicer names for it at Lowe's.
Okay.
Dandelion yellow.
There we go.